spring elections don't get a lot of voter turnout. For example, Oneida County has more than 27,000 people currently registered to vote. Fewer than 2,300 voted in Tuesday's election. That's significantly less than the 24,000 people that voted in Oneida County during the November election. The lower turnout is usually because of the lack of presidential or U.S. lawmaker candidates, but these elections can play a large role in how local government is run. Dr. Dorothy Skye with the League of Women Voters of the Northwoods says it's important for people to understand what is on the ballot and how it will impact them.
So all of those local things are, and a lot you don't tend to even think about, are determined by local town and county boards and school boards.
League of Women Voters offers an online resource for people to learn more about elections. It covers everything from how to register and cast your ballot to whose name you'll see on the ballot and how a referendum could impact you.
We think the Northwoods responsibility is especially important because candidates running for local office generally have scarce ways and means to get their words across to local voters. And likewise, the voters are often at a loss to find information about local candidates and ballot measures. So Vote 411 is their source.
We have a link to Vote 411 on our website, WXPR.org. The website will be updated on March 15th with information for the April 6th election. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.